Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I changed my routine a little this week and went out to do chores before putting this program together. It was still too foggy to see the cows, so I drove down to the river place to check on the irrigation and see what I might need to do before we could continue with the oat harvest. When I got back, I decided to walk through the tail end cows in the AI group. I didn't need to bring any in this morning, so I thought I could just take a quick walk through them. The calf that had gotten over in the neighbors had not crawled back through the fence during the night. I went across to see if I could chase it back through on foot, and ended up walking close to a mile by the time I was able to get her convinced that I was on her side. It was the nicest part of the day, but the duties of the upcoming day were taking up most of my thoughts, and I was getting pretty irritated with the calf. The heavy dew had me soaked through, and the calf seemed more concerned with calves bawling half a mile away than she did with her mother talking to her over the fence. As I was walking along the fence, the first rays of morning sun burned through the fog and lit up some spider webs between the wires like they were neon. It was such a pretty sight that I wish you could have seen it. Since I am a poet and not a photographer, I've used up some more time that I didn't think I had to put this piece together. I call it The Web. A spider web in dew comes clearly into view between strands of barbed wire with the sunlight shining through. I slow now from my duty to closely inspect the beauty, pasture art appreciation impromptu. The reason for its being is not meant for my seeing. Soon the drying rays its purpose will restore, and the spider and I for wider webs will ply, and what is beyond we will ignore. Is it all about survival, or is there time for revival? As we set upon our daily task, in a different light, would what we do seem right, or can we find the courage to even ask? Thank you, Lord, for your kindness to relieve me from my blindness, for a moment allowing me to view the loveliness of lace suspended in its place, and to take a moment to ponder you. I wish I could say that I did a better job of slowing down and enjoying the rest of my day. I really wish I could say that the rest of my day went really well, but I can say that it went better than earlier in the week. After a four-mechanic Monday, anything had to be an improvement. The pivot and the lawnmower are back on the job. The pickup and tractor are still in the shop. I'd like to thank everyone that came out to the celebration in the square in beautiful downtown Burwell last night. I would give anyone who is thinking about going into the entertainment business a little pointer. If you're asked to do a two-hour show after the free watermelon feed, you want to go pretty easy on the melon ahead of time. For you folks that didn't make it to Burwell, and even you folks that did, I'd like to invite you to the Family Fun Night at the Sherman County Fair in Loup City tomorrow evening for another Cowboy Poetry Faw Filibuster presentation. My part of the program starts a little after 8 and goes until the fair board feels like they've gotten their money's worth. Sure hope you can come by for a while, and that you can join me here again next week for another edition of Homegrown.